In preparation for the reading, let's pause and pray. Be present, Spirit of God, as we listen to these words of Scripture. Open our ears that we may hear the call to embody Christ to the world. Open our minds to be challenged to new ways of thinking and being. Open our hearts that we may be formed for mission in your world. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. A reading from Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 to 18. Jesus said, "And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Whakarongo ki te kupu o te wairua ki te hahi. Whakapainia te atua.
This week's theme is fasting. At this time of the year, it is common to hear conversations, some serious, others in jest, about what people plan to give up for Lent. There seems to be a complicated formula involved in selecting an appropriate Lenten sacrifice. On the one hand, it must represent the highest possible degree of difficulty. Yet, on the other hand, it must also actually be achievable. For some people, it is chocolate. For others, it's meat, or Facebook, or alcohol. Whatever tempting thing we would like to put into proper perspective. And so it can be easy to approach Lenten sacrifices like a boot camp. The reasoning stands that 6 weeks is both short enough to keep focused on a particular abstinence and yet long enough to prompt a longer-term behavioral change. However, if the Lenten sacrifice is really just a 40-day diet, masquerading as piety, it is difficult to make a meaningful connection between the sacrifice and deepening our relationship with God. Tim Suttle once wrote about his decision to fast after 9 p.m. as his Lenten sacrifice. He identified that his desire for food, when he had already eaten dinner and was not actually hungry, was what he called a pacifier. He writes, "During Lent, we choose to give up a thing or two. What we give up is not that important. Why we do is everything. Lent dares us to undergo life without one or two of our favorite pacifiers. Eating after 9 p.m. doesn't really nourish my body. It just keeps my soul quiet. In Lent, we go without these things, and the soul starts to cry out, bearing witness to our need. Nothing is too small to give up. Anything we give up will eventually point out to us the ways in which our soul so often turns to something other than God to get us through the day."